This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. 2 years ago, 90% of kids playing with Legos were boys. You heard that right. 90. That's partly because Lego had turned from gender-neutral buckets of bricks to selling heavily franchised sets such as Star Wars or Avengers. For our series about kids and culture, NPR's Neda Ulaby looked at Lego's recent gamble on girls.
Today, Lego is the second biggest toy maker in the world. In the 1990s, it was on the verge of collapse. Then it retrenched with a focus on toys for boys. Garrick Johnson analyzes toys for BMO Capital Markets.
In the past, construction had never worked for girls for whatever reason. The products were never really thought out very well.
Johnson says sales of all construction sets have skyrocketed. Over the past 5 years, they've grown by double digits. But Lego was unsure about how to sell them to girls.
It took them 4 years of research to figure out how to address the girls' market and how to attack it the right way.
What they came up with was adorable little dolls. Five of them, with distinctive names, storylines, and building sets, like a karate studio, a beauty shop, and a veterinary office complete with a puppy.
Let's put her on the scale. Take an x-ray, check her ears. Good girl.
Lego, says analyst Garrick Johnson, carefully studied differences between girls and boys' play.
When boys build a construction set, they'll build a castle, let's say, and then they'll play with the finished product on the outside. When a girl builds a construction set, they tend to play on the inside.
And girls love details. Tons and tons of little details. Amanda Santoro is a Lego brand relations manager. She shut off the line at Toy Fair, the massive industry convention earlier this year. She said Lego sales to girls tripled in just 1 year, all thanks to Lego friends.
When we were testing this, we asked girls, what do you want to see in a Lego school? And of course they said there should be an art studio. So we see a lot of detail here with the different paint canisters. And then of course we have a classroom with a science lab.
But Lego friends have critics too who analyze their gender implications. David Pickett writes about the dolls in his blog, Thinking Brickly.
Their legs can't move independently, so they move as one big block.
As opposed to the more classic minifigures, or minifigs, with stocky little torsos, snap-off heads, and feet that click onto Lego blocks. Minifigs are mostly male. They feature more points of articulation. The Lego friends, that is, the dolls for girls, cannot turn their wrists.
That sort of sends a message about what we expect about women being able to do things physically.
That is not particularly bothering the father of 4-year-old Petra Evans. David Evans and his 2 daughters are playing with a Lego friend set that's got a camping, biking, outdoorsy theme.
What do you need, huh?
I need my bike back.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you were probably upset that she can't put her hands on the handlebars, weren't you?
Yeah.
She can't turn her arms. She doesn't have as many points of articulation. There's going to be a lot of that in Lego Land.
When the Friends line first came out, Petra's mom, Joy Pocatella, said she immediately recoiled.
But why can't they just play with regular Lego? Like, who cares? Why does it have to be girl-driven?
But Pocatella came to realize how many of the regular sets revolve around male superheroes.
I mean, you don't see, like, a Wonder Woman set.
Pocatella's husband is a staunch Lego defender. He argues that some of the figures are kind of androgynous. Maybe you could pretend they're female. Pocatella does not buy this assumption.
But why couldn't they have, like, one girl cop?
They might. What's going to be funny, though, is you're going to have
the chief be a woman?
Assuming the neutral figures read as male, the Lego City sets have 88 males and 11 females, by NPR's count. Castle sets have 19 males and 4 females. Trains don't have any females at all. Eventually, David Evans conceded that his girls will have a hard time finding real-life ratios in regular Legos.
That's true. If you've got one minifig or 2 minifigs, odds of, probably 0.
But the girl-centric Lego friends are one of the biggest successes in Lego history. And suddenly, little girl dolls are popping up in construction sets all over the place, including pink ones from Mega Bloks and Mattel's Barbie. That's great, say fans, for developing STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math skills for girls. But would it be so hard, critics wonder, for Lego to develop, even market, toys for girls and boys to enjoy together? Neda Ulaby, NPR News.